The podcast was on the road, and in this episode I welcome the head coach of the German national team, Peter Porobic.
Become a podcast buddy now and get exclusive access to the new podcast episodes. You can find more information about this on my website schulzekopp.de.
Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
Welcome to the podcast. So we're here at the championship in Germany, the first game between Waspo and Spandau today in Hanover. And we have a special guest, I would say, the head coach of the German national team. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Very proud that you took the time for me today. So you told me at the beginning you already were visiting Hanover many times during the practices with the national team, and you are the first time here in Linden today. So what do you expect from the day, and what do you think about the location here?
Yes, I stay here first time. I think about outdoor pool, because in previous period I stay many time in indoor pool, and also I stay in Hanover before 20 years. I remember one very difficult qualification tournament before Sydney Olympic Games. We play here, so I remember that tournament, because for us, for our team in that period, I was coach in Serbia Montenegro, and in that period for us was great success that we qualify for Olympic Games here in Hanover in indoor pool. So it means now after 22 years I outdoor pool.
Okay, so when you mentioned your visiting Hanover many times in the past, regarding also qualification for the Olympics with your team in the past, you obviously very experiences and very very well known coach in the world. So what took really you in the mind saying, okay, I would be the next German national coach of the men's team? So how did this come together? So are there any actions from the German organization coming to you saying, okay, what do you think? Would you like to come over to Germany?
Always I like that I have some new challenge in my life, and it was my wish that I work here and that I try with a new young team, make one improvement, and that we can try to improve complete team for a higher level. So it was my wish, but when I arrived here, I saw a lot of
difficulties.
Yes.
Okay, so to tell it the polite way, so when you come to Germany and you say you are really open for new advantages and new challenges, do you think really that the German, or to develop, as you mentioned before, is of the German team is really a way which could have success at the end? So we have a lot of young people. We have also some people maybe leave the team because of the age.
It is difficult that I can promise something, because it is very important that I can work with some team, especially if I have young players. But also I found here a problem with structure of team. So we have not players on key position, because in the last 1 year and 1.5 years we lost a lot of players. And now we start to prepare a new team. Only surprise for me that I didn't accept that we haven't so many young players. Mm-hmm. And special that we have some young players on very important position, so that we can speak very clear that we haven't some young players on position center or defender on what is important for every team. So now I start to work to prepare a new generation, but it can be difficult process here. Mm-hmm. Because it is typical process in every country. If you want to start with new team, necessary time. Only I have here some difficulties and not easy to solve them. Mm. So when I discuss first is a problem that we haven't too many young players, especially between junior national team and senior team. Always it is some reserve that you can take players, but here I don't see so many players in that age. Mm-hmm. Second problem that some young players, they don't play too much in the to the best club, Waspo and Hanover and Spandau. In other side, some young players, what they stay in other clubs, they don't play international games. Mm-hmm. So we have complete two opposite problem. And also one problem, when can you start to work? It is typical in every country that you can start to prepare some perspective team or young team, but here we have some also difficult rules. That example, now I have only 20 players and I cannot invite 21, 22. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see before same problem that okay. When I start to work with national team that I cannot invite younger players. Some. It is also problem.
Yeah.
And in this moment, I think that only I see one option that we it's necessary that we sit together, clubs, federation, that we find way how can work, how can prepare some strategy for future. Also not easy to organize that.
Okay.
That.
yeah. So this would mean at the end, to bring to the point, maybe that we have several action items and several challenges on different levels. So it's not only maybe which is in your direction or part of your job to develop a team. So you have also the structure problems or structurally difficulties to solve and between the clubs and or to commit, moderate between the clubs, national team, federation and all these kind of stuff between the lines.
Yeah, because in many countries, sometimes the same situation, but also many federation they easy find the way what is interest of clubs or what is national interest. Mm-hmm. And they find way how can work together. I tried in last period that we find that way, but until now I didn't see result. So it is very important and only one solution I see that we sit together, 3-4 main clubs, that stay coaches and staff of federation, and that we sit, that we prepare a strategy, that we prepare one program, and that we after discuss who can realize that program. Mm. I don't see other way.
Yeah.
Because I don't like that official discuss about many difficulties, because it is not usual, because I'm from other country, but I don't see that we can make some improvement and good result if everybody work on the own line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I notice here is a main problem, the lot of side follow his program.
Mm-hmm.
And
so there's no strategy for all clubs and federations. Oh, yeah.
So it is now moment, very important moment that everybody understand. Not it is national team is not my team, it is team country of Germany.
Yeah.
And how can explain? It is difficult that I understand if I organized training with national team the middle of March and we play a very, very important match against French team, and Saturday, Sunday, when it's necessary that we prepare for that game, that in that days they play competition with clubs. I didn't see before. So I only tell you is one example, one. So it is really very strange for me.
Yeah.
They didn't stop competition, and the Saturday, Sunday, almost 10 players play for clubs. I stay on training with 5-6 players.
Yeah, okay. Doesn't make any sense.
And
yeah.
And after we didn't make result against French team, and maybe we lost chance that we qualify for final World League, and etc. etc. So I show you one example that is not good way.
Yeah. Yeah, so everybody sees only the result of the preparation.
Yes.
Yeah, and
how
not everybody
make
aware of the
result. I stay with 5-6 players. Also, second example, we qualify for. We didn't qualify for World Championship in Budapest, but when they change competition in Fukuoka, and we had the possibility that we participate in Budapest. But they didn't change competition for clubs. Mm-hmm. You know, which is day today, they start competition here. So I can start with young team first June, and 4-5 days Hanover can play on between final eight. So I want to tell second example, if we want to do, if we want to give support, but competition must stop before that we this month that we can start to work with national team, especially that we have a young team. Is it not same if you have young team and if you have team with experienced player? If you have team with experienced player, it is no problem that you start the training I don't know 15 days 20 days before world champion. But with young team that we prepare for world champion with for 10 days, so not necessary to give some more comment.
Yeah.
So on this way, we cannot do more. I have experience and I had in my life, I work in different federation and different situation. Always, I can see only one way, one road, that we try to sit together, that we prepare one common strategy, and after that we can start to work until some our target.
Yeah.
But if we continue, the clubs drive car their road, we drive car other road, federation other road, can be very difficult.
And it's really not the easiest way then to moderate all these kind of stuff going around with the voices coming from the federation, coming from the people, from the clubs, from the teams.
And don't forget, excuse me, it is more difficult what I said because we haven't too many quality young players.
Yeah.
If we have 20 or 15 new young players,
in this case, we would have not a big problem.
No big
we
problem.
Have at the moment,
but
yeah.
But one side, we haven't too many young players. Another side, we cannot make one strategy. For me, it is difficult, and I in this moment probably I haven't power and possibility that I invite other people that we sit together because I don't know them or not don't know good. Maybe that I stay here longer, maybe it can be more easy.
Yeah, I think it's really based on the traditional structures maybe in the federation. It's not easy to go new ways, let's say that way, that we have the option to act quickly in this game. As you said, when you are recognizing, okay, we are
everybody, when you discuss here with a lot of people, everybody have same opinion. But when you start to change something, nobody like. Everybody.
Did I said that? No.
Everybody afraid from something change and some new.
Change is not every time good.
Not
for many people.
Not easy. And,
yeah. And the strategy you mentioned would also include these kind of strategy for develop also more young players then. Is that correct?
In every sport federation, it is very important that you have target. Mm-hmm. And many times I ask here, what is our target? What do you want? Do you want that we organize young competition for young players, and that we have competition, or it is our target that we produce player from senior team? What is our target? Competition with kids, and everybody complain that we have lot of competition, that we have lot of games, everybody play. It is one side. Other side that we have strategy, how can we prepare young players for national team? Mm-hmm. In country where I come from, Montenegro example, we are a small country, 650,000 people. We have a great results with senior, with junior, but we have very clear strategy. Mm-hmm. We want to prepare players for senior national team. And everything is, it is main target.
Yeah.
And everybody must work for that target.
And not for his own not target.
Also what is interesting, everything what we decide as staff. Clubs can participate, they have some vote, they have some voice, but staff can decide. Here, they decide from the base. Mm-hmm. But from the base, if you start to think only about your base, you think about your base. You don't know what's happened mm-hmm. on the top of mountain.
Yeah.
So we have, if you understand me, we have two positions that you stay down and we can create. It is different if we stay on the top and we decide everything
ball,
from the top. And I prefer other solution mm-hmm. because we prepare strategy, we decide what is necessary, we decide some coaches, some staff of federation, because we watch our national interest, that you work on this way. What is your local interest? It is different.
Yeah. But in this case, you mentioned also the communication and collaboration between all the areas, yeah? So all the parties. So you mentioned that the clubs have their voice.
Listen, it is very difficult
that you
complain that everybody have same interest. Some local club, they have interest that they participate in some junior competition. Some clubs are happy that they have some activity. Some clubs want something that play in Champions League and that they can take some players from other country. It is normal. So in every country you can see many clubs and many different interests.
Mm.
But where is national interest?
Mm. Yeah.
For me, national interest must be
first one. Yeah.
It is my opinion.
Yeah.
And I notice that here sometimes is not same.
Mm.
So if you watch national interest, this weekend you can stop competition and priority can be training with national team and you cannot play. But if you don't care about this, you can play competition with clubs and you don't care how can I work with national team.
Yeah.
Because we have very clear strategy, very clear. National team, when can make result? It is train for clubs, for kids, for everything.
Absolutely,
you
yeah.
cannot make a result with some local clubs and that can be one element to improve one sport. No, always some sport give opportunity to develop national team. You notice, you watch basketball and when your team make good result, what can you notice next day? That lot of kids want to play basket.
Yeah, exactly.
And it is very clear strategy. So we are trained, not base. Base is base. Base necessary that we organize, that we have lot of kids, that we have lot of players, that they more participate. But who stay on the top, necessary to prepare strategy and that create what is our national interest.
I think I absolutely agree with this strategy and these illustrations. So I would say it's no other way available.
Let's say and when you make result, when you have good and strong national team, also it is promotion country.
Yeah,
you cannot promote country with some result in some region or local competition. I don't humiliate their activity and. They maybe gave a lot of energy to work. It is other side. I only said that the best promotion for country, the best promotion for sun sport can create federation.
And so this goes also in my direction or my opinion that when you look into the TV station and TV channels, there is available the third league of Bayern in football, for example, which is really helpless. So nobody needs that at the end. And we not see any water polo game in TV at the moment. So this is really a problem. So when you say we have really the chance to establish a national team also as a key player here to promote our sports and make it visible also for young kids to say, okay, water polo is a great sport, let's play water polo instead of football, table tennis, basketball and so on. So what about your expectation for the next big tournaments then in Belgrade? So we have not really an easy group, I would say. So what are your plans or expectation for the next big tournament then with the German team?
No expectations. Okay, it is a big competition. I know that some teams they have a really high quality and they are favorite on that competition. Some clubs from Italy, some clubs from Hungary and other. We can see what is competition. What can be on that competition? We have Hanover Waspo participate in that competition. We can see, but in this moment, Reko and other Belgrade and some from Hungary, they clubs from Hungary, they are in this moment they have more chance But we must discuss. About water polo sport, I am sure that in every country we in many countries we don't use our possibilities to promote better water polo sport. And now you see here very nice weather, pool is here, is a nice ambient. Okay, I think that also if they find way in the town that because it is in some other country it is usual way that invite lot of people, that lot of people stay on tribune. It is not it's not same. I participate with China team in Olympic Games and I know how can we feel with empty tribune or we stay with full tribune. It is not same. Can you imagine that here they have
empty. It's empty, so it's not
a lot of people can be one fantastic ambient here. An excellent promotion for water polo sport.
So let's come back at the end maybe to the game today. So today we have the first game in the German championship here in Hanover. So what do you think about the game today? Is it open game or Waspo is a little bit of favorite?
Before, yes, probably because last game they won very easy with high difference and I believe that everybody accept that can be easy but also can be for players from Hanover a little more difficult because if you won last game
so easy so the mood so, maybe is another
but one. I believe that they can prepare and that can motivate for this game that it is very important that they forget the last game.
Okay. Yeah, so in this case
they
we will
concentrate on new game.
Yeah, yeah, so we wish Waspo that they forgot the last result then. And yeah, I thank you for the time today. And hopefully we can meet each other again maybe sometimes later again, so to include also some questions from the audiences, so maybe then we have a next chance to talk to each other. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Also, I thank you. I want to thank you because I have not too many occasions that I discussed that I some speak official and
yeah, so I'm here, I'm free, and I'm open to any discussion.
I have not too many communication, unfortunately, with journalists, so
okay.
I work that job complete on different way in country where I worked before. I have had a lot of communication with journalists, with TV, with but
yeah, so I'm not really a TV station, but maybe then we can build a start point at the end. Yeah. Okay, so thank you.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Yeah, have a nice match.